Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored on behalf of the African Development Bank to be here at this historical summit and to share some thoughts with you on a subject at the core of our mission. These are challenging times. Many eminent persons who preceded me at the Stelstrom have already spelled out the issues we face much more eloquently. In the last few months, the underlying market dynamics of the food crisis have been adequately analyzed. We roughly know the causes, we know the consequences, we know what needs to be done, and the political will to respond is there. I commend the swift international action that is set to provide food supplies to protect the poor and the vulnerable. The world has the means to prevent starvation in the 21st century. We have the means to feed the hungry and save millions at risk. But it is not enough to feed hungry people. They want ability wherewithal to feed themselves. Many countries faced with soaring import bills for oil and food have had no choice but to adopt measures which are not always fiscally sustainable. It is important we help them to deal with the macroeconomic imbalances thereby generated. For the same reason, we are restructuring up to $250 million of our agricultural portfolio in order to provide a rapid reactive mechanism for resources required to accelerate agricultural production in the short term. We are very much aware that in a rain-dependent agriculture, seasons for farming do not wait for bureaucratic processes. But let me say also that while this is indeed a crisis, like my predecessor on this rostrum, which we must address vigorously, probably this could also be the opportunity our farmers have been waiting for, when finally farming can become a business rather than a means to scrap a living. Agricultural underperformance in Africa is directly linked to underinvestment. The African Development Bank has consistently been a supporter of agricultural development in Africa. Together with IFAD, we account for just over 50% of donor interventions in African agriculture. We have an ongoing portfolio of about $3.8 billion. In response to the current challenges, I'm pleased to announce that we will be committing another $1 billion to support agriculture, infrastructure, rural finance, and research and extension. We are not dealing with a short-term problem, but a long-term challenge. That can only mean a different way of managing our agriculture. What is to be done is known. What is to be done nationally, internationally is known. What is certain, we will not find a solution via beggar-than-neighbor policies. Food security is impossible anywhere without a smooth trading system, local, national, region, and global. Mr. Chairman, in the past, a combination of bad policy choices and underinvestment led to agricultural decline. But that era of urban bias, implicit excessive taxation on agriculture by way of overvalued currencies is long gone. Now the incentive is there. The rising food prices provide the opportunity, the stimulation. But incentives alone are not enough. They must get to the farmer. For now, the signals are not getting to the farmer because of poor infrastructure and high cost of fertilizer and transport. For this reason, I'm also pleased to inform you that this month, the bank has approved an African fertilizer financing scheme, which we shall make operational with the Alliance for the Green Revolution in Africa. We are not saying fertilizers alone are enough, but they are part of the solution. This is the only way to close the gap that exists between current yields and technological possibilities. A smallholder agricultural revolution in Africa is desirable. It is feasible and long overdue. We know what to do. But for this to happen, it will require more than just resources, but also a rethink based on our experience in the past. Let me offer a few ideas and I'll stop there, Mr. Chairman. First, it is important to crowd in more private investment and ensure quality state support. Private business, which has been successful in growing flowers, can surely grow serious. However, although private investors can probably do their own irrigation, they need policies that are stable, infrastructure, input and product markets that function. For that to happen, we need to rebuild the ministries of agriculture. The African Development Bank is preparing a program, a multi-year program, to enhance the capacities of the ministries of agriculture. It would be important to have complementarity among the donors. Today we are all agreeing of the need to come back to strongly support agriculture. But we are 233 multilateral agencies, 51 bilateral agencies, and hundreds of NGOs, and yet core volumes of aid will not have increased significantly. We will not succeed if all donors want to do the same things in the same old ways. For our part in the African Development Bank, we will intensify our support to build infrastructure such as roads, irrigation and storage capacity. Finally, Mr. Chairman, one thing which has become evident this time round is the asymmetry between instruments and the magnitude of the problem. The systems are reasonably good at providing response, but too little, too late. It is time for us to develop mechanisms that provide responses on time. And very finally, Mr. Chairman, as we rethink agriculture, this is the opportunity to clearly bias policy in favor of more than half of Africa's farmers, the old women and young girls tilling the land with bare hands to scrap a living. It is a condition for success. Mr. Chairman, I cannot overemphasize on the issue of climate change the all too important point of common but differentiated responsibility. I thank you very much, and I promise you full support from the bank.